This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole is so eager for nerve gas weapons that he's willing to vote millions for their production, even if they don't work. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, what's the point of producing new weapons, let alone nerve gas, before we know whether they work? Yet that's exactly what you did the other day when you voted $57 million to produce the Big Eye nerve gas bomb. That weapon is in deep trouble, Bob, and it's been there ever since the 1960s. In spite of its chronic defects, Secretary of Defense Kap Weinberger has suddenly decided to start production, even though an authoritative study by the respected General Accounting Office concludes that the bomb has flunked its design tests and isn't ready for production. I know you hand the Pentagon a blank check for weapons, Bob, MX missiles, B-1 bombers, Star Wars, nerve gas, or anything else. But why spend big bucks on Big Eye, Bob, when we know it doesn't work?
Ted, I don't like the idea that we have to produce chemical weapons of any kind. But I like even less that the Soviets are way ahead of us, that they have stockpiles of chemical weapons 10 times bigger than ours, that they use their chemical weapons against freedom fighters in Cambodia and Afghanistan, and that the few stocks we do have are obsolete and also dangerous to transport. The Big Eye and other new generation chemical weapons will help us close the gap. Equally important, they are binary weapons, which means the chemicals come in 2 separate containers. It's potent only when combined. Ted, we have to produce binary chemical weapons as long as the Soviets use and threaten to use them, and as long as Moscow refuses to engage in serious talks on banning all chemical weapons. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time for national unity to battle the horrors of the drug epidemic. I'll ask Ted's help tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.